here are the things you need to do before you buy your first crypto. I've spent a lot of time on Crypto Lives recently. If you're new to crypto, if you want to get into crypto, or you're a crypto influencer and you're having a hard time reaching out helpfully to followers, this video is for you. My name is Evan. I first learned about Bitcoin in 2011. I didn't start investing until 2017, and I didn't start to really understand this stuff until 2019. Now I work in the industry full time, and here is just one example, because I don't have a monopoly on the truth, but one way that I wish I had been taught when I first encountered information about crypto or first started to invest. This is what I wish someone told me and what I'm going to tell you. The very first and most important thing is you need to understand that blockchain, cryptocurrency, etc., all of that is a technology that will form the foundation of the future internet. Money is an important part of it, but it is the smallest part of it. Crypto will be so much more than currency. NFTs will be so much more than JPEGs. The way your smartphone does so much more than phone calls. And by understanding it that way, whatever you invest in is going to be better for it. And especially if you're an influencer or you're listening to an influencer who can't talk about crypto without talking about investing, without talking about money, you're in the wrong place. You need to keep learning. So where do you start learning and what do you learn? That's number two, because this is a new industry and learning about crypto can be like drinking from a fire hose. You don't even know which questions to ask. So first, you're going to go to a website like Coinbase that has free education. You could even start by Googling Coinbase Learn. They have a program called Learn and Earn. If you download the Coinbase app, which is free, you'll see it in the navigation pane. I believe the title is Learning Rewards, so that you can earn cryptocurrency without spending any money while you learn about blockchain technology. So that's critical. You need to learn these four things first: hot wallet, cold wallet, public key, private key. Write that down. I'll say it again. Hot wallet, cold wallet, public key, private key. Know what these things are as infrastructure, how they help you access the blockchain and your data. The second thing you're going to learn before you ever make any cryptocurrency purchases is you are going to learn where to buy cryptocurrency and how to cash it out. Because sure, you can find out how to buy Bitcoin on Coinbase in about 5 minutes, but do you know how to sell it? Do you know how to turn that Bitcoin that you bought back into dollar bills at your hand that you can use to go buy groceries with? And if the answer is no, you need to learn that before you click purchase. Because if your investment goes up in value and you want to cash it out, but you don't know how, and then it crashes, well, you're out of luck, Chuck. The third thing you need to learn are the tax implications of your cryptocurrency purchases and transactions. Cryptocurrency is taxed like stocks, capital gains and losses. Whenever you move that money, there is a record of it. It is public, it is accessible to anyone, and any exchange you buy crypto on is going to KYC you, know your customer. They're going to make you fill out a form and verify your identity, and then they're going to track every single one of your purchases. They're going to report that to the IRS. So you also need to be on top of it and report it to stay compliant. I recommend two pieces of software. One is called Coinly, another one is called CoinTracker. Personally, I use Coinly because it gives you very easy step-by-step walkthroughs, it integrates with TurboTax, and makes it easy for you, without doing a lot of tracking homework, to collect all your transactions from all the exchanges and all the wallets that you use at the end of the year into one clean file that you can submit when you send your taxes. The final thing is that you need to beware of scams and schemers. You need to fight against fear of missing out, FOMO. People will exploit that, and they will exploit your lack of knowledge to scam you. Or you might just get in over your head and make a silly mistake because you're rushing or you don't have the knowledge to address the situation. I'll give you one example. Today I was on a live with my friend Crypto Chick, and somebody reported they were having a problem with their Coinbase wallet. It was showing a zero balance for Bitcoin, even though they knew they had purchased Bitcoin. Now, sometimes this happens. Coinbase, like any other tech company, has bad days. They have glitches. If that happens to you, here are some things you can do. You need to familiarize yourself with what's called a blockchain explorer. If you go to www.blockchain.com, you will access the Bitcoin Blockchain Explorer. This is a simple interface that allows you to look up any address, any transaction on the Bitcoin network. You can take your wallet address from Coinbase, do a little copy paste into the address bar on blockchain.com, and this will show you. It's not looking at Coinbase's interface, it's looking at the record on the blockchain. It will show you that your balance is there. Alternatively, you can take that seed phrase that you got when you first opened your wallet on Coinbase, which you put in a very secure private place, and upload it into another wallet app. These apps are interoperable, an app like MetaMask or Trust Wallet, and that also will be querying the blockchain to show you which assets the blockchain ledger says are in your possession, so that you can rest assured that maybe it's just a Coinbase glitch and they'll fix it. You know, and also you can download, uninstall, reinstall the app. But again, this is something you gotta do after you learn about hot wallet, cold wallet, private key, public key. After you learn about tax implications, after you've spent some time on a program like Coinbase's free Learn and Earn, because I promise you, my friend, if you invest first in your knowledge, you will build knowledge capital. You will build social capital because you'll be connecting with people like me. You'll be building reputational capital. And then no matter what crypto you decide to buy, it will be a better, wiser investment than anything you could buy now. You are early. It's going to be okay if you wait 6 months or 7 months or a year before you ever purchase anything, even if you never purchase anything. Because you learned about this industry and because you started making connections in it, because you educated yourself, even if you never buy a single cryptocurrency, maybe you will found a company with somebody, or maybe you will be better prepared to navigate the connected future and can parlay that into a skill in your business, into trust, into reputational credit. Do you understand? Ultimately, again, it goes back to this. You must understand crypto beyond currency. You must understand it beyond its potential as money and as a speculative investment, because there are traders who spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, researching these tokens and projects, watching the trends in the market, buying and selling cryptocurrencies to make money. There are people who watch people like that on this app, on other apps, and they receive a delayed signal from these intelligent gamblers that they also gamble, but less intelligently with. And then there are the people building it all, the people writing the script, the people not gambling, but truly investing their time, their effort, their attention in the direction that this future technology is going. And I promise you, those are the people who will become truly wealthy. They are your teachers. Be like them. And if you have other questions about learning blockchain, I talk about this stuff a lot on my channel. And I'm happy to help you anytime, okay? I'm not gonna try and sell you anything. If I write a book someday, maybe I'll try and sell that. But for now, you got a question, leave it in the comment. You wanna learn more? I recommend starting at the Learn Web 3 playlist in my profile or heading to the link in my bio, where at the very bottom is a link to join the Faceless Many Discord community. It's always gonna be free. The Faceless Many, that's all of us, everyday people who will leverage this technology to rise up and write a better future. We talk about it that way there. And you, yes, you are invited. Finally, if you want to catch me in conversation, I'm on lives here and there all the time, but every week at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 12 p.m. UTC, me and my good colleague Alex are going live every day, every Tuesday, for the Rise Up Morning Show. That's Faceless Labs, our company's show, the official morning show of the financial revolution, where we share helpful news and commentary. You can get answers to your crypto questions from people who work in the industry and aren't going to try and sell you anything. And just hang out and build community with us, because we are all learning. And it's up to all of us to tell a better story. You are telling a story with everything you say. Everything you don't say, everything you pay attention to, choose to amplify or ignore. And my friend, you can tell a better story. We can all tell a better story. I love you guys. Bye for now.